Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hailstorm. Miss the Misery. 35 degrees in Kansas City. It's Johnny Dare, Nikki Pace, T-Bone, Jake, Greg, and it is Friday. We've made it all the way here.
Born in Canada, our next guest was studying to be an explosives engineer before launching his comedy career, eventually ending up in New York and making a name for himself with appearances on The Tonight Show and Conan. You've seen him on Last Comic Standing, Comedy Central Presents, as well as his own comedy specials. And this weekend, you can see him live on stage at the Improv. Please welcome comedian Ian Bagg.
Look at you, you handsome bastard.
I love it.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, but I was looking for the kid in the wheelchair that does that.
I know, right? Times are tough, my friend. Times are tough. This is the first time you've been in the studio.
This is the first time I finally made it to the show. I've always heard about it, but I've never gotten on it. So I was like, I wonder what I got to do. Well, I wonder what I got to do to get on the show.
You know what? You start by taking that jacket off.
Nope, I'm staying warm. I just got off a plane.
I heard that you just now landed.
Yeah, 4:45.
I'm so sorry, man.
Yes. United kept me in San Francisco for
super
six
fun.
Hours.
Grounded all those planes.
Yeah, I guess that, and then there was some sort of weather, and then our
pilot. Yeah, the bomb cyclone.
Yeah, and then our pilot was drunk, so we had to get a new one. It was so happy.
Dude, oh, that sucks, though, man. You haven't been to bed yet.
Yeah, I have not been to bed yet, but I don't care. I don't care. I live for the day.
You're doing two tonight, two tomorrow at the Improv. You
two tonight,
Sunday?
Two tomorrow, and then no Sunday. I'm out. I'll probably be stuck in your airport for another 6 hours on the way out, because
yeah,
that's
exactly
the way it works. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it.
So you're from Canada.
I grew up in Canada.
Where at?
Northern British Columbia, a place called Terrace, BC.
I've been through.
Have you been?
Because we rode motorcycles up to Fairbanks, Alaska, so we came back through there. Yeah.
Oh, you came back down. If you would, did you go through Prince Rupert or no?
You know what? It's a blur at this point.
You went through Prince George. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So what you do is you take a left at the Moose.
Oh, there you go. Which, by the way, those sons of bitches are a lot faster than I thought they were.
And bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were riding by, and I'm like, look, a Moose. I just figured he'd just stand there as we go by, and that son of a bitch took off fast. And,
no.
I mean, really fast.
Yeah. He got out of there. He doesn't like the noise of those motorbikes.
Right. Banff is great.
Yeah. Banff is awesome.
Beautiful, man.
Did you guys do Jasper?
Yes, I believe we did. Yes.
Jasper is pretty crazy as well. Very rocky.
And now we just did Nova Scotia last year on the motorcycles. And just as weed was starting to be introduced, it was the final 2 weeks. And everybody was gearing up for Happy Weed Day in Canada.
Everybody was excited.
Oh, my God. That was beautiful, man. Amazing.
We're getting pot. Like everybody was already just walking around with it in the street. So I don't know what we were doing becoming after it became illegal. Because everybody was just like, whatever. You're going to take me down, copper, for pot? And now it's just legal. I guess grandmas can grow it now is what it is. So I don't
great.
Know. Yeah. It's a good country. But I said, no way. Hey, I'm in show business. So I got out of Canada, went to New York, and now I'm in Long Beach, California.
Nice.
Yeah, live on the beach, man. There with my wife and two dogs.
Wow, on the beach you're doing well.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Good for you.
We like it. It's pretty good times. I get nervous doing morning radio because
don't get nervous here because we're not going to do anything that's going to be exciting.
It's not you guys. It's my wife makes calls while I'm on morning radio, and I get messages like a couple weeks ago she found a body on the beach in front of our house.
This is so. Let me explain to listeners. Like a lot of times we meet somebody new, we'll try to find bullet points to talk about because it starts the conversation. You get to figure out who each other is.
Yeah.
This is what he gives. My wife found a body on the beach.
Yeah.
A real body. A dead person.
A dead person.
Yeah.
A neighbor.
A neighbor
from down the street.
Well, hold on. I don't know if I'm sorry. Yeah. Did you like them?
I didn't know. They're far down the street, but my dog Lou found them on the beach. But my wife's such a sweetheart. She sat with the body until the police came because she didn't want him to be alone.
I get it.
But what do I get for a message? Found a body on the beach, running late for work, got to get a coffee, talk to you later. So I'm just like, how much Dateline are you watching that there's nothing is affecting you anymore?
Yeah.
So,
right. Jesus.
Yeah. So that's what I get nervous. I'm like, what's next? What's going to happen on the beach? So,
Get the dog away. Do not lick the body. Lick the body.
Or just quit rolling around in them. We find dead seals all the time on the beach.
And,
what is that? A seal? I got to get inside. It's a carcass.
Oh, my God, dude. That one, Barger, is the worst.
Oh, really?
He can do it in an instant. I was on a road trip to Memphis to a music festival. I was on my way back in the Jeep, and I stopped just for a moment at this spring, and it's beautiful. There's nothing but loveliness in this place. He finds whatever awful dead carcass in the woods instantly, and he just, smears himself from head to toe, and we still have another 450 miles to get home.
I love it.
I'm like, you little son of a bitch. And I'm just trapped in this car with him. There's nothing you can do about it.
Just a big smile on his face.
Oh, my God.
I love death.
I'm luxuriating in my, this is so good.
Lou, our dog, he's half pit bull and half German shepherd.
Yep.
He's got two things that he loves. He loves manhole covers. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what. Like, he'll just rub himself on that manhole cover. And the other thing is dryer vents.
Uh-huh.
He will just stick his nose up there, and it's hard to get him out of there. He's just like, oh.
You know what? I like the way it smells.
Yeah, he loves the air blowing on his face and the smell of it. Yeah. So we go by this one, and if it isn't running, he gets very disappointed. He's like, what are they going to wear today? They got no clean clothes. What are they going to wear? Got to find a body.
That's so fantastic, man. I'm so glad you're at the improv this weekend, man.
Me too. I love it here. It's a great improv. It's one of the better ones, and the people that run it are fantastic. I like that area, that outdoor mall.
The Zona Rosa?
Is that what it's called?
The Zona Rosa, yes.
The Zona Rosa. I call it the airport closer.
Exactly right, man. That's exactly it's right. So this is a ridiculous weekend. So during the day, I don't know what you do all day, but there's a bunch of ridiculous ass going on. So St. Patrick's Day is a big, big thing in Kansas City, even though it's not really a large Irish population.
I was going to say.
There's multiple huge parades, and one of them's up north by you. So Snake Saturday is tomorrow, then the big St. Patty's Day parade is downtown on Sunday.
Snake Saturday?
Well, commemorating running the snakes out of Ireland, St. Patrick's.
Oh, okay, all right.
It's not just men with their penises out. No. Having children as they go by.
Pretty friendly.
Oh, thank God you guys told me, because I would have shown up completely in the wrong outfit.
But it is a day of drunken vomit fest. Like, it is the day of spew.
I've never been to one more crazy than Cleveland.
Nothing's crazier than Cleveland. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I was in that Hyatt downtown, and it's like, it used to be a mall, so all the rooms are on the outside, and there's a courtyard in the middle. It started at 6 a.m., and it was just yelling and screaming and singing and dancing, and they had their children with them, and they're hanging them off the edge, and I'm just like, oh, this is goodness. We've got to go to the parade. We got to have a hail mile. I'm like, you guys are from Cleveland. You don't talk like that.
Exactly right. The thing is here, a lot of times they won't even take you to jail. Like, you get your DUI, you go through a trailer, and take your car, and if you can get a ride home, you can go home. Because there's just no more room. I've had two friends that have done that.
I love, that used to be the way that you just, they wouldn't give you a DUI.
Oh, no, like, you get a DUI, you're just not going to go to the Hooskow tonight. But it used to be,
Can somebody else drive your car?
I remember a cop taking weed from us. At the time, I thought, what a cool cop. He's going to go probably throw it away.
Yeah. Oh, he took it a couple blocks down.
Sure.
Sold it for double the price.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right?
love it.
So it's great to meet you. We're talking about a monkey movie. Now you have to explain this to me.
They said that we need to know things about you. So yeah. I did two chimpanzee movies. I did MVP 2, which is Most Valuable Primate Part 2.
I don't know how I missed one.
The fact that you did miss one, they had to make a 2. It was so good. It was about a chimpanzee that played hockey, and I played hockey on this chimpanzee's team. I was the Swedish sensation. I was Olaf Chicken Dance. I was known for eating hot dogs, and I was buddies with Jack the Chimp.
I cannot wait to watch this, because you think I won't? I'll go home and find it today.
I get emails
all the
time.
That's fantastic.
I was with Tim Robbins once, and there was all these kids around, and he thought he was going to get recognized.
Right.
And they came up to me, by any chance, because we're in a hockey rink, by any chance, are you the guy that was in there? I'm like, yes, I was. You're out of the way, Mr. Robbins. I'd like to answer some questions.
So that led to a second monkey movie?
Yes, MXP, which is the most extreme pine rate. So, in most,
how did I miss this?
Apparently,
because yeah. I mean, I love those kinds of terrible movies. Like the more ridiculous, the better. That's what I love.
Well, and the best part about the movies was the director was serious. Like he'd roll a chimpanzee on skates onto the ice, and then tell us to keep it serious, keep it real, keep it serious. I'm like, keep it real. My right winger is a monkey. So, yeah, it was. But in most extreme primate, he snowboarded, and I played a bad guy in that movie. We kidnapped him, and we took him, and we...
Did you ransom him?
Yeah, we ransomed him.
That's great. I'll be watching these later on.
I have to tell you a story about that one. I don't know if I'd have told this one ever on the radio, but they had a little person, otherwise known as a midget.
Yeah, you
know,
midget.
And I'm sure they're working today, so because they have the big weekend where they come up.
Yeah, right. So, sure. So they're tossing them down at the box this weekend
right now. There's a lot of bowling. Anyways, they had this fella, and he said he could snowboard, and he was going to do the snowboarding for the chimpanzee, and he lied. So
hold on, let me. So this is the stand-in for the monkey. Yeah, he couldn't really snowboard, but it was a midget.
It was just for certain things they did. Right. And
would he wear a monkey suit, by the way?
Yes, but he was in a snowboard outfit, so he just had and gloves. But he lied.
And monkey gloves.
So he can't do this. So the director had lost the day, and he said tie a rope to that guy's arm.
What?
And they dragged him around.
No, they didn't.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
So the midget then
submits. As a chimpanzee, and he thinks he's working. He's like, they got him tied to the back of a snowmobile, dragging him around a ski hill.
I mean, I admire that kind of lie. Just lie your way onto a movie set as a midget to be a monkey stand-in.
Snowboard? Sure, no problem.
Well, not to mention the fact
that... Am I going to have to do it? Come on.
Well, not to mention the fact that he's wearing a mask. No, it's not like you're getting famous.
Yeah.
You're just in a credit somewhere.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big lie for just that.
It's show business. People lie all the time.
Sure.
You lie to get your kids in school. Yes, they're smart.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
Who knew that? And does it bother you or no?
It does in a way.
I'm a bit of a class warrior. Like, I get irritated by the ultra wealthy when they, just because it seems like they get so much more than working people.
Well, what do they need?
Yeah.
I don't get what they get at. Well, she's got to be a success. If she didn't go to USC, she would not be the success.
I know.
I'm like, what is she? Is she becoming a doctor? Because that's not what I need to hear.
Well, she's going to flunk out anyway.
Yeah.
And then they'll buy their way out of schools as well. They bought it in, they'll buy their way out. But it made so much more sense to me. All the managers I've seen in this business I'm in.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm like, how did this moron get his goddamn job? Put him in charge of us?
His parents.
That's right.
That's exactly right.
And remember, they photoshopped the kids' photos into like rowing pictures because they were trying to get them on the team.
I didn't know that. Oh, no.
And it's not even good Photoshop. It's like cut out.
A giant head.
Yeah.
One of those bigger heads.
Bad. And you heard Lori Loughlin's kid talking about school before this ever happened.
No.
She was a YouTube influencer. And so she was getting ready to go off to college.
I don't know how much of school I'm going to attend, but I do want the experience of like game days, partying. I don't really care about school.
Have you seen the documentary on the Fire Festival?
No, not yet.
I heard it's great.
That's the one I have not seen.
It seems a lot like that.
Yeah.
It's hard to feel bad for those people.
Yeah. That's it. People are going, they're spending $10,000 for their private jet, and then they're paying $10,000 for the ticket. And you're like, that's so sad.
I know, it is Buffy. It's so,
so
sad.
I just told him earlier, when the news broke and her mom was arrested, she was actually on the yacht of the chairman of the board of trustees for the college.
For USC.
With the kid. Yeah, for the kid.
That's how you should get into school.
Yeah.
That's right.
Because she's friends with the daughter.
If you're a good look, exactly.
She was on there with the daughter, so she's friends with the daughter, but that's where she was spending spring break.
You knock 20% off that bill.
Yeah, exactly.
Earn that semester.
So girls, I've got
Olivia.
I've got your USC bikinis. Let's go down to my yacht.
I've had Olivia's uvula removed.
But isn't that kind of what Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield was all about?
Sure.
He bought his way into school.
He got himself in.
But oh, he paid for himself. That's what's
right.
different.
That's right.
And he was an old man.
And so he was a buffoon. He was a lovely buffoon in that movie. We loved him.
Such a good movie.
We all love White Trash with Cash.
Oh, my.
Who doesn't?
Yes.
Who doesn't? I mean, that's like my dream to win the lottery and just do the most terrible White Trash things you could possibly do.
There was a guy in Australia, won the lottery, bought a bunch of Jaguars, and then had his friends play Smash Up Derby.
Yes. Yes. Above ground pool in front of the mansion.
Oh, I didn't even think about it. Above ground pool. Oh, like, my goodness.
Fireworks on Thursdays.
I have a podcast.
Motley Crue tribute bands.
But all you,
not even Motley Crue. The tribute bands.
But you can get Vince Neil to sing in the tribute band now.
But do you want?
No.
Yes, I do, because it's such a mania. I have a podcast about owning a house. That's what it's called. Ian Bagg bought a house, and I talked to my contractor every week.
It's a goddamn nightmare.
It is insane.
Everybody who tells you it's a good investment is a lying POS. They're liars.
They
can
have parents.
Never appreciate to the point that you can get your money back. Mm. I hate owning a house.
You hate it?
I hate it.
I love it, but I hate it, but I love it, but I hate it. It's one of those things. I'm in a relationship with this house, and I love her so bad, but she treats me so bad, and I'm just like, oh, girl. And sometimes she's got that balcony that I can't stop looking at.
See, mine's refused to give up any ass. I ain't getting nothing. It's just a cold stare the whole time, man. That fireplace is blocked. No.
That fireplace has been, we can't burn in there anymore.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate it, man. You have a podcast. So the whole thing is built around the idea of the house.
That's all it is. I was talking to my contractor every week, and I'm like, do you want to do this? So I can
actually. So this is a ground up build.
Yeah. No, it's I bought a short sale.
Okay.
And I'm renovating it. It's on the eastern shore of Virginia. My mother-in-law lives in it.
How old?
12 years old. So it's one of those things that I got
in
a short sale.
Real bad.
No, not too bad, but they didn't really finish everything. Like some things you're like, well, I'm pretty sure that's interior we're using on the exterior. You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure no wood is on the exterior is supposed to rot that way.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Codes.
So
yeah.
Yeah. So it's good. I enjoy it, but I hate it, but I enjoy it. And it's a good time.
There is something about that.
It is. And the fact that I can talk to a contractor who can help me guide me through dealing with other people is a lot of fun.
Oh.
So
see, I've used up every favor I ever had. I bought a 1922 house.
Oh, you're insane.
Yeah, yeah. We found a Santa Claus suit in the wall as insulation. It's on the outside wall. I was like, please don't let Santa be in it. Please don't let Santa be in it. We cracked that wall. I'm like, oh, God. Not a piece of wood was matching. Like, there was a 2x4 and a 2x6. Like, you're like,
right.
These aren't the same pieces of wood next to each other.
Because 1922, there was no rules.
Yeah, no. You know what's not a good idea for insulation? Newspaper.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, it's only coming up on 100 years old.
My parents had that in their house, and I remember.
Dry paper.
Yeah.
I wonder how houses catch fire and burn up instantly.
Never. I don't know how that family went up in flames.
Dude, the old wiring that's like cloth-colored wiring that mice have eaten the outside off of.
Ugh.
I'm just like, how did this thing not go up in fire? And
so,
I'm pretty sure this is asbestos.
So you rebuilt that all?
Yeah, in 8 weeks.
What?
Had to get it done.
What was your rush?
My girlfriend was moving into it, and she was moving into town, and she doesn't live with me, and she was going to move into a crappy apartment. So I ended up buying this house, and then her rent just pays the mortgage on it,
because
it was inexpensive, but it was inexpensive for a reason. That's how I used up every favor of every friend I've ever made in my entire life.
It was very expensive if you did it in 8 weeks.
2:30 in the morning. Well, it was all gratis. It was all the labor was free. I mean, I just bought materials, and all my friends who do electricity, who tile, who build,
who do anything.
I know, exactly.
Why would you do like that Ty Pennington show with your friends for free?
I know.
Move that bus. Your girlfriend's showering naked. Good work, girls.
It was awful.
Are you still with her?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no. She can't ever leave me, or I swear to God. I mean, it'll be awful.
All my friends surround the house. She can't leave. She's trying to break up with me.
Yeah, well, that's what'll happen. I'll go, she's trying to leave the house, you guys. You know she's trying to leave the house.
Everybody, surround it.
Oh, I'll be there. I'm like, girl, you're not going anywhere.
No,
we can't deal with what'll happen.
Oh, will he melt down?
Is he
one of those guys?
Well, I can't be trusted on my own.
I'm all out of love.
Yeah.
I'm nothing without you.
Well, the other thing is, I bought 30 acres
we call
Disgrace Land. And it's raw land, there's nothing out there. There's no electricity. There's no water. So for the last 3 years, we've been building roads and digging ponds and putting up dams and making a bridge and doing, I mean, it's ridiculous.
That's Awesome.
You should come out to it. You can come out this weekend if you want.
Do you have tractors and stuff like
yes.
that?
Yes.
Are you one and of you these own them?
Front load, yes, front loaders, skid loaders, side-by-sides.
I may have met my new best friend.
Hey, we smell our own.
Oh, my God.
Are you friends with Josh Blue?
Yeah, I know Josh Blue.
Josh came out last weekend and shot the flamethrower.
Well, somebody got hurt.
No, he almost did.
I'm surprised everybody around him didn't get hurt with the way he shakes.
he's a wonderful guy, man. Hold on, let me see.
He's a fantastic guy.
And you want to talk about a maniac. Like, I'm not even in the same realm as him.
Yeah.
You know, he owns 160 acres on the side of a mountain in Colorado.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, dude, he has cerebral palsy, and the land is straight up and down, and you have to hold on to ropes to walk up the trails. I'm like, this seems fraught with issue, Josh. He's like, not for me. All right.
I started with a challenge. I'll end with a challenge.
Yeah, you can't knock that guy down.
Good for him.
I got to see if I can find this video because it's very short, but it's wildly amusing for you. And I'm telling you, like, we bought a fire truck a few years ago.
Who are you?
I know. It's ridiculous.
You have a fire truck?
And that gave us fire, you know, hats and gloves and stuff. So.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Fire Marshal Blue, and I'm here to start your fire.
If that isn't the most America thing I've ever seen in my life.
Well, Daryl, you shouldn't let me have it.
Just to let people know, his helmet fell off. Nothing bad happened.
So good,
just in the middle.
But Blue is just one of those guys. Like, I just love him. I just love him, dude. I figured you guys must know each other.
Yeah,
just
I know.
Because, again, you're very similar.
He's. Remember he got punched in the head in the bathroom?
Yeah, somebody robbed him.
I'm just like, I was like, that was the weirdest thing I'd ever.
What a terrible thing to spot a guy and go,
Well, there's greasy people out there. And that would have been the time for him to have that flamethrower.
Right.
Oh,
right?
My goodness.
Or just be like, it was all a lie. I don't have CP. I just needed to win that show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just start kicking everybody's ass.
I knew it. I remember telling my friends that were in that year, I'm like, why would you even continue on? I hate to tell you. I don't know if he's funny or not, but you're not going to win.
Yeah. Because he really, you know, obviously is.
Yeah.
And, but he was up at Montreal. If you want to know what makes him the angriest, we were out there hanging out, and he was drinking a little bit.
What?
And smoking a ton.
What?
And
this is not the Josh Blue I've
he shares with me that he's at Montreal at the big comedy festival.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy does the thing you cannot do to Josh. You cannot do this. You want to see him get completely insane, mad? Tell him he's so courageous. Oh, my God. His head explodes. He's telling me the story, and he's like, you can see how mad he's getting, man. And so now every time I text him, I'm like, hey, man, stay courageous. And that's what his girlfriend will tell him before he goes on. If she really wants to make sure he has a great set, like really getting too excited, she's like, all right, honey, go out there and be courageous. Courageous.
Oh, my God, look at all those stairs. You are so courageous. That is funny. I didn't know that got him all fired up.
Oh, makes his head explode. Could you imagine? Because he's worked his ass off all his life.
I mean,
look, it's just a physical thing. It's not a mental thing. Funny is inside your noggin. It's not your limbs.
Yeah.
And by the way, he's out throwing me on axes. We've gone out to the Renaissance Fair.
Why do you keep giving him dangerous things?
No, and it was his idea.
And he's awesome at it.
Oh, no. You know, he can throw a tomahawk like nobody's business.
Well, he can.
I killed some poor carnival worker, you know.
I cut down a rope and accidentally a tilt-a-whirl went flying off the side.
So we've been bonding, by the way, Ian and I, over dogs. So he met Barger and Lulu. Yep. And then you got the pit bull mix and then French bulldog.
French bulldog. Minnie Pearl is her name.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. If you go to Ian Bag on Instagram, you will see mostly pictures of her and Lou. That's what I put
on. I do the same thing. I'll follow you.
Yeah. I'll follow you back. Yeah.
Look at
us.
That's called friendship. We're going out now.
We're dog people. We're dog people.
We're following each other. Nikki's a dog person as well. She's got two little
ones. What do you got?
I have a Pika Pug and a Pika Corgi.
What's a Pika Corgi?
I know. They look like two Muppets. That's just what they look like.
Oh, those are
their
awesome.
Legs are about that long on them, and they're, as I mentioned yesterday, straight up a-holes. But I love them. They're great.
Yeah, I don't know if you're allowed to use the other word for Richard.
They are.
They're dicks. They're definitely dicks.
That's what I call it.
The one totally is. I love him, but it's like, oh my God, if we had a kid, it came out like that. It's hairy, and it's an a-hole. It's just doesn't give a damn.
You had me at hairy a-hole.
I've been looking
dirty
for
dirty little dig.
But they're ours.
Nikki Pache.
How do they wake you up? Do they wake you up? Mine do some sort of racetrack every morning across me.
Yeah.
As soon as my wife leaves, about 15 minutes later, the
one will crawl up on my husband's chest and just get in his face, and it'll go, and it's just snot everywhere. Every morning.
Barger won't sleep with me, and I want him to. I'm like, get on the bed, buddy. He's like, no, I'm going to go in the closet. You know, that's where I feel best. And I'm like,
it goes in the closet?
Oh, yeah, he loves it. He's got his own bed in there. It's just like a private bedroom. The prince demands it. Lulu, on the other hand, wants to sleep on your head,
right.
And she'll lick her own fanuter so much in the middle of the night. It sounds like someone stirring macaroni and cheese. I'm just like, you have to stop now. Oh, it's so bad. And it's like right here. And she has awful breath. And so every time I kiss her.
She's got fanuter breath.
Right? But it's even worse.
Fanuter.
My vet explains to me.
Uh-huh.
She goes, oh, because like she's having a checkup. I go, yeah, no, her breath is bad. Every time she licks me, she goes, ooh. I like this. I go, what? She goes, she needs her anal glands expressed. So she's got mouthfuls of butt juice, and that's why she's down there like getting after it. And so now she has to go in for the $9.99 finger job and get the juice squirted out of the gland in her butt. And I'm like, that's what I was getting kissed with for years.
Yep.
Pearl had to get it squeezed once. I just laughed at look on her face. You're like, what the? We were friends. We've done a lot of things together. I don't like this. Why would you be on the other side of the room looking at me during this? Yeah, Pearl's a dick.
It happens, man.
Yeah.
Lulu's a dick. Barger's an angel.
Any of your snore?
Oh, yeah. They all snore. All three of them snore.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, Miles will fire one off that's pretty amazing. He's not here today. We lovingly call him Cletus. He's a big black lab.
Oh.
And he's a goober. And he farts like nobody. He's got a bunch of ailments, like a ton of ailments. So he has mega esophagus. He can't swallow.
Oh, no.
So we had to have a custom chair built so he sits up, and then you spoon feed him. And this has been going on for 8 years.
I love it.
And yeah. And so,
you're good people.
Oh, dude. But he swallows air. Uh-huh. So he is constantly farting. Yeah, his farts are 45 seconds long. Everybody here knows. And I have hardwood floors. He'll sit on the floor and it just goes, man.
Well, my wife, when I met her, she had a dog named Roxy that she had found in the ditch when she was 18. And she had that dog. They lived in Hawaii together. They lived in North Carolina together. Oh. And she took her everywhere.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing that used to make me laugh about her, she'd fart every so often, but she'd always scare herself every time she farted. And she'd look around to see who was sneaking in the room. But I don't know if it scared her or she pretended that it wasn't her and she was doing that. Oh, my goodness. Who did that? Why would they sneak in and do that?
This dog will try. I've literally been feeding him potato chips and have him fart, and he never stops eating the chip. He'll just he doesn't even recognize it anymore. And he does. He farted on my neck one night. I was asleep, and he was just right there. And I'm like, oh my, come on, man! I can feel it. It's hot. Just amazing
on your neck.
Oh,
that's awesome! I like the way you got your dog sleep butt to face.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're all up in me.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, we're always doing laundry, and everything's got sand in it because they're always running around on the beach.
Yep.
So one day they're not allowed on the beach by themselves. They're supposed to actually be on leashes.
Sure.
And we live right on the beach, and one day I came home. I just gotten off the road. I came home and was putting my luggage in the front, mm-hmm. and I just left the door open for 5 minutes. And all of a sudden, I hear one of the neighbors, Ian, the dogs are on the beach.
and they're
just chasing each other up and down the beach. And
joyful.
Joyful. And I love it. Yeah. I absolutely love it. But it's during the day, and everybody's like, it's a $200 fine, blah, 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 it's a little devil. So I have to get them off the beach. Now I got one in my arm, and the other one's making me chase them. So
chase me! You can't chase me!
I can't. It's such a fun game. This is a fun game. I'm like, come on. And I was not having fun at all. But my favorite thing to do is at night I let them on the beach. But I have those lights.
Mm-hmm.
You know those lights that you turn on if you clip them onto.
Oh, sure.
Him.
Yeah.
But he looks like a plane. So, because he's so dark, and it's dark because there's no lights, right? So
right.
You just see these lights leave.
Oh, that's great.
And then you see them come back. It's just my wife's like, "Would you get him on the beach? We're gonna get in trouble. Those are like my children. If they get taken away from us, I will divorce you."
God, you need a whole LED like a suit to go on it.
It would be so
just
great.
So it looks like a rhinestone cowboy.
Yeah,
like just
so
amazing.
Funny, rhinestone cowboy.
Great.
Yeah, he loves it. He's so fast, but he's one of those dogs. He's so fast. But he doesn't have he doesn't go long. He's like the first Tesla battery.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Now you don't have kids?
No, you can't breed this.
No, me either. I feel the same way, man. No. It's trust me, there's nothing
end of the
special.
Line.
Yeah, right. And my brothers are making kids they don't know how that works, so they're fine. I have one brother. What does he got? He's got four kids with four different chicks.
Yeah. No way, with four different chicks?
Yeah, no, he's good at it.
Good for him.
Dude, are you kidding me?
I was helping her move her stuff, and now she's got a baby. I don't understand.
It's true. You got brothers, sisters?
I have a sister, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, she's a princess, though. She's not married, but she lives in a little Indian village in northern Canada. She teaches the children. She's a union rep. And the legend lives on of Jocelyn.
She sounds awesome. Older or younger?
She's younger than me, but she is awesome. But I also tease her that, you know, that I tease her a lot about being my parents' favorite child.
Mm-hmm.
I just went home for my dad's 79th, which was a lot of fun.
Excellent, man. Yeah, excellent. Yeah, my dad's 79, too.
79 as well? Yep. I'm bopping around still?
Yeah, he's doing well. He still lives at home. He's got Alzheimer's. But it's super slow. Like, he's actually fine. He's forgetful, and there's moments and all, and it's affecting him. But overall, he's okay.
That's good to hear. Alzheimer's can be fun, though.
Oh, no. I told him I went to college. You kidding me?
That's
Yes.
My uncle had it, and he would tell us stories that would start off normal and then just end up, remember that time we went over to, and then we climbed Mount Everest.
That's great. See, I agree with everything.
And I'm like, okay. I'm like, yeah. I was like, listen to him. He goes, we didn't make it to the top. We only made it a little far. But Grant, he made it to the top. He's so good. And I'm like, oh, it's always about Grant, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm like, don't disagree with Dad. I had to get my mom in that pocket. I'm like, don't test him. Just don't remind him of everything. Just let him make you happy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, Dad, you don't remember? I was a war hero. The Martians came. I killed them all. You remember? I was in the newspaper. He's like, sure. Yeah, of course. How can I forget that?
I was a war hero. Yeah. Killed the Martians.
Oh, it's all stolen valor in my family. Are you kidding me? Funny. I'm just in there doing, I'm telling him anything I can.
You were wearing his army outfit?
Yeah.
I'm the hero, Dad.
I flew the Enola Gay. Those dirty Japanese. Are you kidding me?
Those dirty Japanese.
He's doing the math. It doesn't make sense.
Okay, I think so.
I ended the war, Pops.
I came back from the past. I'm you.
I came back from the past. I built a time machine.
Yeah, dude, so we're having lunch yesterday at a restaurant. I always try to get him out and around and everything. So the nurses come with my mom, and it's a nice time.
Mm-hmm.
So we're there, but you know, you got to look sometimes for unisex bathrooms because if he has an accident, whatever's happening, you know.
Right.
And so he hears us talking about finding restaurants with that so we can go to different restaurants. And I go, I don't know what to look. I'm trying to find it on an iPad, like transgender. And, you know, I'm like trying to find unisex type stuff. And he all of a sudden he just stops eating. He goes, girls are girls. I'm like, okay, all right. And he goes, it's true. Girls are girls. And I go, how the chicken tenders, Dad? That's what he picked up. As soon as I said transgender, girls are girls.
Girls are girls.
Only girls can be girls.
Girls are girls.
All right, Dad. I feel the same. We're all good. Whatever's right, man.
Soup is soup. Girls are girls.
Dude, I'm telling you. He says the best stuff. It just makes me laugh all the time, man.
To me, I look at the exciting part of that, like being able to eat 14 desserts with him.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't remember.
That's right.
Just keep going.
That's right.
We're trying it all, Pups.
Yeah, if he ever guilts me, he's like, I haven't seen you in a couple of weeks. I'm like, I was here yesterday. I haven't been there in a couple of weeks, but he doesn't know.
I'm sure somebody's angry at home right now, but don't be angry at home. Be happy.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right, man. Some of the advice, and that's what made me think about your family. I'm listening to a bit that you're doing I thought was brilliant, and you're talking about to explain it to a kid about cunnilingus, about going down to go for it. And I was like, oh, my God, it's so true. That's the greatest thing I've ever heard.
It's a true story. Yeah. My dad gave me knowledge like you wouldn't believe. My dad's one of those guys that, I don't know if your dad does this, he wears a belt and suspenders.
He definitely wore a belt, like a gunslinger belt.
Right?
But not suspenders.
He does. Oh, my! I have no idea.
Your dad was very afraid his pants were coming off.
My dad was not going to let anybody see his willy. He had an incident when he was younger, and it was not happening again.
What happened?
I guess his pants fell down during a very important speech. Nobody paid attention to him after that.
Dude, there's actually a terrible thing that happened to me. Did you ever see the Harlem Globetrotters up in Canada?
Yeah.
Come to when we were kids, did you see when you were a kid?
We seen the Harlem Clowns. We got the second tier.
Oh, no.
Yes, but I know who the Harlem Globetrotters
are. So they bring you out. I'm in Hayes, Kansas, in the middle. I'm like 8 years old, 7 years old. They take you out.
Did you get pantsed?
Yes. Yes, man. It's goddamn horrible.
Sorry.
Horrible,
I didn't mean
man.
To laugh at you, but I've never met the guy that actually happened to you.
Yes.
We've all heard of it. I thought it was just a kid that they took from town to town. But it was, they actually did it to poor unsuspecting child. How old were you?
I'm like 7 or 8 years old.
Oh, the worst.
Oh, you know, hands up, hands down, hands out, hands up, hands down, boop. And then like, that slow motion, like
oh, no.
I'm telling you, like slow motion, man.
How do they start? How do they start that off? Do they at least ask a question? You weren't on a parent sitter?
No, thank God I was.
Because at seven, you can't be guaranteed you're wearing underpants.
No,
because I guarantee you both your shoes aren't the same.
That's right. You know that's exactly it, man. Goddamn, it's so terrible.
They
man.
Should be in jail.
That's what I've said.
How many incidents did that happen where the kid's willy was out for shoes?
See, you never. I swear to God, I don't even know if you ever. Believe me about it, because I've told this story a bunch.
Oh my God!
I know you have.
He knows.
Oh, this
he
is
knows.
The best morning ever.
But you're right. It makes it worse now knowing you really were the kid, and then it's funny because you actually thought there was like one little wonky-eyed cousin that they drug around.
No, it seems a horrible thing to do to a lot of kids.
Right? I'm telling you,
it's
like,
horrible.
Oh my God!
It's just plastic.
What do you think when a 7-foot man's bending down?
It just everything
What's
goes,
he doing?
No. it was like a dream. I can remember it like it was yesterday. Like,
I'm sure you can.
Those laughing faces. You're like, yeah. There's a reason I've grown up, never been married, never had kids. I'm a disc jockey in a morning show.
Harlem Globetrotters.
It's just a
Everybody
long,
has an incident that creates
string,
the rest of their...
humiliation. Yep. What is it? Life's a series of horrible events punctuated by minor happiness to make the pain even greater.
Your dad just looks at you at lunch. I remember when your pants got pulled down. He embarrassed the family. I'm trying to forget, but I can't.
Right, exactly. It's self-induced Alzheimer's so you can forget what a terrible kid I was. That's true, though, man. But your dad has to give you advice. You know? It's important, man.
Your dad does give you advice, and... sometimes it's not good.
My mom was like that.
Your mom was English. Oh, no. So it was direct and with an accent.
John, any girl that will sleep with you right away will sleep with anyone because you're not special.
Oh, I love it.
Turns out exactly right on every level. She told me at a young age we knew you're not college material.
Oh, my goodness. That's so funny. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
My mom tricked me and said I didn't want to go to college. Made me feel like I was picking.
Jedi mind tricked you.
I'm telling you, man, you can smell your own. Like.
Yeah. I was headed off to college to become an explosives engineer is what I was doing.
See, I love that.
I loved it. It was
love
the
blowing
best.
Stuff up. Like, it's a passion. Like, I mean, it's a real passion. Like, I'll blow stuff up whenever you want to.
Nice.
Like, I love blowing stuff up.
One of my friends from remember the Mythbusters?
Sure.
There was the guys, Tori and I can't remember the girl.
Yeah.
So Tori is actually creating a show about explosives right now, and he wants me to be on it.
You should do it.
If I get on it, we'll get you on it.
I will come. I'll fly myself up there just to watch it. I'll just come up there just to see it.
We'll do that Josh Blue noise. Oh, when the helmet falls off.
So how did you blow stuff up as a kid?
A little bit, but not crazy. I just, I was 19 years old and I had come back from traveling and I needed a job. So I started with Titan Explosives.
God, that's
and
so great.
I started in the magazines just carrying sticks of dynamite from the magazine to the truck.
Okay.
And just continued on from there. I drove.
Was it quarry work? Like they were just blasting rock?
They were doing all sorts of things like mines, quarries, logging roads.
Nice.
Just because I was up there. So it was good. But I got all these like different classes and stuff and doing stuff. The guy that drove the dynamite truck when I used to be just a swamper, he smoked hash the whole time we were driving. And I was young enough that it didn't affect. I was like, well, I guess this is the way we do it.
Yeah.
But it was so good. I ended up in a gold mine. That's where I did most of my work. And I was up there for 2 years. But
you'd have to go in the mine and blast.
We did open pit.
Okay.
So it was fun. But we were in Alaska. We'd go up through Hyder, Alaska around there and do all. It was so much fun. And the guy that I was working with wasn't
a great engineer. So
you just never really knew how it was going to turn out.
Every like, so often there was, get under the truck. I've put too much in. And there would just be rocks flying by us. And yeah.
So my girl works at a quarry, at a rock aggregate place. And oh, nice. For a while where she was at, they were blasting. Uh-huh. And there's a guy out there, and you know, he sets all the charges in a row
before they drop.
And then he has to get in a bell. They pick up the crane, uh-huh. And it's like a bell, and there's a little door on the out on the backside, and he just goes and he gets in this like, you know, half inch thick steel bell, and he waits, boom, and then rock hits the thing, and I'm like, is he? I just kept thinking, are you crazy now? Like,
how many times?
As God is my witness, that's what you do. And I go, can I get in there with you? And he goes, someday. He goes, yeah, we'll set it up, or you can get in the bell. And I'm like, I want to get in the bell.
Yes.
Imagine the dong, you're like dong, and after a while, you got to just be completely crazy.
Get ready for that week when he comes back with no hearing.
Jesus,
a fire bell goes off and you just pee your pants. You're like, yeah,
it would be like being in a battleship.
Yeah,
you know, and just like tick, 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 just
how
stuff hitting.
How great would that be? How absurdly?
It sounds terrifying, to be honest with you. It sounds good. You like that?
Yeah, I do.
One of my buddies had an incident, and I don't like it anymore as much.
What did he do? Did he blow himself up? Completely?
Like half his arm was gone.
Yeah.
Not all the way there. One eye.
Oof. I know a guy who kicked his own leg off. We were throwing these titanium salutes.
Uh-huh.
And the first time we got one, you know, because they're from the pro shops.
Right.
And we'd go buy them, you know, from some goober in a street corner.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And at the time, I was living in this little house in Westport. And I threw it on the fuse is like this long. What I don't know is that's a very fast fuse because it goes in a tube.
Right.
It should have a lift charge, and then it's going to detonate. And this one didn't have any of the colors, just a flash. It was titanium. So I light this big, long fuse thinking I got a million years. It goes whoosh, fast. I toss it about 4 feet away. And there's about six of us, and literally,
apparently, didn't get the baseball scholarship either.
Well, there's a flash, and we're like, well, that's not really very much. Boosh! And we're all end up on our backs, like laying like this. And your eyes are wide open, and your ears are ringing.
Yeah.
I wonder if we can get some more of those. You know, like
it is pretty exciting. It is so exciting. It's just, as you get older, you're just like, I understand what I was doing now.
That's what happened was a friend of ours who got some as well, did the same kind of a thing, and then he was going to kick it after the
And apparently
it was Jack's old tenant over at his building. Oh. And he kicks his leg off. Like, he caps it like, boof, just keeps on going. Yeah, right at the knee.
Oh.
Kids don't play with 6-inch titanium salutes.
No. No.
Okay, now I know how to do it.
No, yeah, yeah. Now you're fantastic.
You ever made a gas mine?
No, tell me more about this.
So a 6-inch tube, like a steel tube.
Yep.
And you...
Otherwise known as a pipe bomb.
Well, no, this is an open... It's a mortar.
Right.
And so you have that little tab at the bottom. You put, say, 50 ounces of black powder in an Advil bottle, hot glue it, put an electric match in it,
right.
Hook it to the bottom, 3 gallons of gas.
Mm-hmm.
Speaker wire, 9-volt battery. Makes a Hiroshima level fire, so it just shoots fire up in there, and then it just rolls into
right, it
itself.
Just rolls. Yeah.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing.
That's
man.
A beautiful looking thing,
dude. That's why you buy.
I used to make at the job site. I used to make ANFO, which is fertilizer.
Yeah, that's right. And diesel.
Right.
Yep.
And I used to make emulsion, which was also another liquid thing. And I used to pack all these. God. Yeah, it was quite the explosion.
Was it the aluminum stuff too? There's another one that they were using. It's for an oxidizer or something. There was like a super fine aluminum powder I was reading about.
By the way, if you're
in the ATF, no, I wasn't. I just realized what I was saying. I'm like, no. This is all a lie. We're doing a radio show.
I used to carry these sticks of dynamite, and the nitroglycerin was so strong. Oh. Once in a while, I'd just pass out.
Because nitroglycerin really is,
it opens up your vessels.
Yeah, it's a vasovagal dilator. And so I was a paramedic before I got into this. And so.
You went from a paramedic to this?
Yeah. Ridiculous. My dad was mad.
Your dad was mad.
He was mad. Yeah, because it was a real
job. I'm going to save lives from inside the booth.
Yeah. I went from being able to support myself to like $7,000 a year. Yeah.
I went from
genius.
I went from going into school to become an explosives engineer and making so much money.
Yeah,
like this was 1990, and God. I was making $30 an hour.
Jeez, yeah, and that's an unbelievable amount. In
20 years old,
yeah.
No education, making $30 an hour.
I'm sure you spent that wisely.
Wisely. walked into my parents' room one day and said, "I'm moving to Vancouver tomorrow to become a comedian."
Mm.
And my dad just said, "All right."
Nice.
Yeah. So So, yeah.
I was interning and getting part-time work, and my dad just so angry at me. See, I just remember how mad he was. He's like, Jesus Christ, are you using it? I go, you got to think of it like college, Dad. Like, I'm learning. He's like, you're an idiot.
That's so funny. So interning, explaining interning to your dad.
Yeah, yeah. Once you've already been riding an ambulance, right, and you're a grown human being, and now I'm like, you know.
I'm getting records for people.
Oh, yeah. Dad, you don't understand. I get free concert tickets. It's unbelievable. Look at all these black t-shirts.
Come on, Dad. Don't you want to go to Huey Lewis in the news with me?
But that's how you do. So then you've done a lot. I mean, you've done everything from Last Comic Standing to Conan, the Tonight Show. Yeah, I mean, you've done, but that's great. I mean, that's the pinnacle, man. I mean, that's
things have been good. I'm just waiting. I need that next little push, go to the next level. Yeah. So I've actually created a couple shows, and I just sold one to a production company. Great. And we're out there. Hopefully we got some funding.
Or can you talk about it?
I can talk a little bit. It's about me ending up in my wife's hometown. So it's a Canadian boy ends up in MAGA territory. Yeah.
That's great. And she's from Virginia?
She's from Virginia. It's a small town called Cape Charles.
Yeah, I wonder if we've been through Cape Charles, Bob and I, because we've ridden, you know, from, was it Front Royal, all the way down through, I mean, we've done all that, you know, like it was a Shenandoah and the Blue Ridge.
Yeah, yeah. Did you go to Virginia Beach at all?
Oh, we've been to Virginia Beach.
Okay, so
yeah,
the
and
Virginia
Myrtle Beach and all through there.
So the Virginia Beach, if you go north, there's like a bridge tunnel.
Yeah, yeah.
On Chesapeake. That side. Yeah.
I've gone through there at 100 miles an hour.
Nice, yeah.
Like, sort of buzzed.
Yeah. That's how people do that.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, man. Because there was nobody on that goddamn bridge when we went through there on motorcycle. I mean, just hauling ass as fast as we could.
Right.
That's a wonderful area, man.
Yeah, that's a good area. Yeah, summer times are amazing. That's where the house is. So that's
nice. And that is also the thing that really plays to what you're talking about, MAGA country, is that's where they test all the monster trucks out on the islands.
Yes.
We're going by the monster truck compounds, and I'm like, that's where Bigfoot is. And there's a grave digger is. Like, literally, we're driving by every single one of these. It's and then all the way out to the islands. And,
otherwise known as a museum to those people.
Yes. I can tell you this, the monster truck stuff was completely packed, but by the time we got down to Kitty Hawk, there was about three people.
Right.
I was like, people learn to fly, and they're like, monster trucks!
Dude, tires on a Ford?
Totally, man. Two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow night at the Improv, ianbagg.com, ianbagg.com. How do we find you on Instagram?
Ian Bagg, just Ian Bagg, yeah.
I found you, super quick.
Please follow me there. I'll follow you back.
Those dogs are cute.
Yeah, you guys doing it right now.
If you guys are ever out there, I'd love to see you. Please drop by the beach.
Are you kidding me? I love Long Beach out there, man.
Please come out. Yeah.
Look at him. I see you right there. I see you right there, public figure.
I would do you guys right now. I would add you guys right now, but I have to put on glasses to be able to see my...
I just pretend I don't need them.
Is that what you do?
Yeah, I enlarge my text on my iPhone, and then I hold it as far as away. My arm will reach.
Congratulations.
Like this. Yeah.
I did a year of all spelling mistakes on Twitter, and people thought I had no education at all. And then I put on glasses one day. I'm like, oh, I should probably do this. I should probably do this from now on. So.
I know. I actually put on a friend's readers, and it was so clear, I got angry and took them off.
Have I given you my readers to see?
No, I don't care. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it, goddammit. I'm not doing it.
I actually have a prescription, but the readers do. You should not fight it as hard as you do.
You know what would be great?
You would be great if you got yourself a monocle.
Yes, we talked about this.
So judgmental.
I would laugh. So judgmental. It's just for your mom. For England. Hello. For the old country. Hello. For the queen, mom.
I'm just trying to think. I'm going to run through everything tonight. I may try to make it out to the show tomorrow night.
I'd love to have you. That'd be awesome. Yeah. I'd love to see you there.
If we'll exchange numbers when we're going to let you go here. And then if you need something while you're here, i.e. weed, drinking, Nikki's a dealer.
You can tell by her basket.
Yeah.
I go, do you need some of my water? I know that you haven't gone to bed yet.
Yes. That's code for her awesome water.
I go, I happen to put it back in my purse today.
I said, that will put me to sleep.
Yeah.
Right now. That's
You need some CBD oil? She's got some.
She's got the creams. It's all medical.
Oh, she is. How's your neck today, by the way?
It's okay. It's fine today.
So. Elongated.
All right. Listen, tonight, two shows. Make sure you get to the Improv. See Ian Bagg.
Please
check
come
out
and
his,
see me.
Getting to Effing Know You is the special from Showtime.
I've got two. I got Getting to Know You, and also the last one that I just put out last year is called Conversations.
Excellent. Guys, check those out.
Both on Amazon Prime.
If you're wondering, should you go to the show, look up anything Ian Bagg. Take 2 minutes, and then make your yes, and then go get a ticket.
Come
it's gonna be great
see
shows.
Me. Don't break my heart.
It's going to be fantastic. A great Ian Bagg. Good to meet you.
Thanks, guys. Really a pleasure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.